What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Let's Talk Divots podcast. We are your women's professional golf podcast coming at you from Northwest Arkansas. We are a couple of guys. I caddy inside the ropes. Ronnie works inside the ropes. He's on the boom mic with the Golf Channel this week, and we are bringing all the live action at you from women's golf. What's going on? What's relevant in the game today, tomorrow, and looking forward ahead in the future? I'm just so excited to be here this week because finally, week 21, we've got it going on. I'm in the studio with Ronnie. We've been doing Zoom for way too long, and we have we got the boom mics in front of us, and we are stoked. We got the quality. We are ready to hit the road for the final round of the final few events of the season, and just really good to be back. So here we are. We're about to hit the head west and head towards the A&A. It's, I don't know how many miles ahead of us we got, but anyway, we'll get more into that. That's just how excited I am about today's podcast. Ronnie, what's going on? We're in Northwest Arkansas, bro. We just wrapped up the Walmart Championship, and it was quite a finish. You were out there with all the action, man. Talk to me.
Oh, it was a great tournament. Glad to be here in Arkansas. I've been here for 2 weeks now. Just enjoying it. Everybody's friendly out here. The golf was pretty friendly, too. 20 under winning it. Austin Ernst, another super stroke victory there. She just played lights out yesterday. She was in the group in front of me. I was with Anna Norquist. Watched her play some spectacular golf 2 days in a row. I mean, just lights out. She had a couple hiccups yesterday, two bogeys, which pretty much cost her the tournament, but it's not like she lost it. Austin Ernst went out there and won it.
I mean, this tournament is typically a shootout, and it didn't, it was the same this week. It was only 54 holes. Normally it's a 4-day event, but with the travel from the British Open last week and 20 under par, I mean, it was a score fest, but really, really fun out there. Conditions were soft. We had hurricanes and 4 inches of rain in the forecast, but we got so lucky and it all missed us. And Austin Ernst just coming in there with a final round 63 to win her second career event. Hasn't won since 2014 in Portland. And, she's finished second 5 times coming up the stretch in the last, handful of years since then. But super good scoring conditions. And she led the field in putting as well. So, for all you golfers out there, you constantly hear it, and we just continue to can't stress it enough. Drive for show, putt for dough, right? And I guarantee Anna Norquist wasn't far behind. I don't actually have that stat, but for through 36 holes, what was she? 18 under par or something, Ronnie? And second round 62. And I watched on TV. I watched everything go in. So what a fun weekend of golf, and just really fun to watch.
Yeah, how about the golf course, though, that Zoja fairway grass? Unbelievable. I got to walk yesterday working the boom mic for the Golf Channel, which I just totally love. I was inside the ropes walking on that cushy grass. Oh, my Zoja. What is that? That is like, it's almost like AstroTurf.
Oh, my Zoja. Can you coin that term or what? No, anybody watching the coverage the last few days, it is like AstroTurf. It's like you never have a bad lie. It's just like, it's like 1970s shag carpet, and the ball is just sitting up, perched up. I know some of my hacker buddies back home would love that stuff. Feels like it's kind of teed up all the time. And just with the softness out there, there's three types of grass out there between the greens, the rough, and the Zoja fairways. I'm not really too familiar with it firsthand, but the ladies love playing on it, and I like walking on it. So,
oh, it's tough as nails. The divots didn't fly very far. Even the old divots that were there were pretty clean cut and sand filled. But oh man, the course was just in beautiful shape. 1990, the course was built. Arkansas is one of the better stops on the tours. The girls love it out here. But, there were no fans. There were a few houses that had some house parties going on, some pool parties going on. So you did hear some chatter in the background of some fans yelling and everything. But, man, what a performance Austin put on. She went out there and won that tournament. Hats off to Anna Norquist also. She played very, very well. She didn't hit a chip shot until the 13th hole on Sunday. It was out of a bunker, so her short game didn't even show up, didn't even need it, but she did lose that one ball on the 14th hole, which cost her a bogey, and that was two bogeys. After the par 3, 140-yard, 11th hole, she just about aced that. Then the next hole was her first fairway she missed, and she missed it pretty bad, under some trees, chipped out, bogeyed there. But, hats off to Austin Ernst. Her brother Drew was on the bag. And just a fun day out there. Just totally enjoyed it. How'd you like your walk in the inside with Kelly?
Oh, yeah, man, such a good week to be back. You know, we didn't have the putts drop like the players up near the top there. But, you know, a lot of those girls, Kelly included, were on a 5-week stretch with some international travel. So I know they're looking forward to the break this upcoming week. But no, we had a great week. It was really good to be back, just, you know, finding our chemistry. And, yeah, we were 7-under total for the tournament and, you know, a few lip outs in the final round, a few nice pars in there as well, but a lot of greens. Everybody's hitting a lot of greens out there. It just turns into a putt off, as you, you know, as earlier I mentioned with Austin and Anna there. But yeah, just awesome to be back out there, man. And, you know, regarding, I just jump back into Anna's play there. I mean, it was her tournament to kind of lose. You know, she had a 2-3 shot lead going into the final round, and you know, you were there. You were in the final group. I don't know how the hell you got your final pairing 2 days in a row. I mean, Captain Ron walks up to the Golf Channel and he's in the final pairing. So, you know, just walk us through that a little bit. Like, was it nerves for Anna? I mean, it had to be. She bogeyed coming down the stretch. Two of the easiest. 12's not the easiest, but 14's the easiest hole on the golf course.
Yeah, she lost the ball there, hooked it right into the water there, little creek running by there. But the course was just set up so beautifully. And Anna, I don't say the one thing that I did know, no scoreboards, you're allowed to check your phone. I did not see one person in my group other than Jason caddying for Nelly, went over to Jerry Fouts and asked for his phone one time and just to check the leaderboard. One time I almost offered it up to Anna's fiance caddy to let him know where he was, but I'm glad I didn't, because the very next hole he bogeyed and then they went on. It was kind of wheels start falling off the wagon, but it was beautiful. A lot of 7 of the top 9 players in the world, defending champ Sung Hyun Park, was not in the field. She's still staying back there playing on the KPLG, I guess it is. And you know, but it was great just walking up there. So yeah, as far as the Golf Channel goes, I've boom mic'd for him a few times. I walked in there, I recognized one of the producers, he recognized me and said loves working with me. The head producer called me up on Thursday and said, you got a job on Friday. Friday, I walked with Aria Chitarnagarn, Brittany Lincecome, and Cheyenne Knight, which was kind of cool. 2 out of 3 missed the cut, which was a bummer. Hope it wasn't on me sticking that microphone in their face, but I can't imagine. But walking with Anna, say Young Kim yesterday, watching her play was just outstanding. She had Paul Fusco on her bag and has been for a long time, and he's just one of the veteran Hall of Fame caddies out there, and just watching him work the numbers and the way they communicate was just wonderful. Anna was pretty quiet out there. Nelly Korda was in our group. I was happy to be with her because I wanted to see her play. 22-year-old, I believe it is, 3-time winner, bombs the ball out there, 290-yard drives. Just and the par fives. How about the par fives? Playing so short, the 14th hole was a 450 yards, something like
14
that.
14 and 18 just playing the tees up on Sunday. You know, and I love that. They want to make it scoreable. They want to make it, you know, big turning points. There's a bunch of eagles. But, you know, slowed play rate up coming down the stretch. Obviously, there was some big 15-minute waits for the last couple groups coming in on 18, which, you know, is impactful when you're out there. And I know it's not your necessarily – like, what did you see from Anna from, like, day 2 to day 3 then, like, in, like, you know, coming down the stretch? Do you think some nerves or – I mean, you know.
No, not really. I wouldn't say she was nervous. She just – I mean, she played impeccable on Saturday. 18 greens in regulation, missed one fairway by 3 inches, but Sunday was pretty much about the same thing. She was just striking it well, very much business like. Her caddy tried to take her off the course a little bit and talk about some buildings going up because there was no grandstand, so you can see some different buildings, and she didn't even skip a beat, went
not
back
having it, eh?
right into numbers right after that. And I was thinking, wow, the guy's trying to take her away from the game, and she jumped right back in. And if it wasn't for that one lost ball, she did bogey that hole, par 5. She still had a putt at par from about 8 feet 10 feet, missed that one, but it was just unbelievable watching them play. I really enjoyed being out there. Yeah, the final two groups, Saturday and Sunday, got the A microphone, alpha mic, and it was fun being out there, I tell you.
So you told me the story last night over a couple of, you know, just, you know, quiet adult beverages. But I thought it was awesome. Just want to give a little bit of a better perspective for the listeners than what I'll be able to tell. But Ronnie, you said you were, I don't know, maybe it was Saturday, watching Nordqvist on hole 15, the par 3. Could be wrong here. And, you know, Ron's kicking back in his chair with the boom mic on his lap. You know, he's not allowed on the island green, maybe due to COVID. I have no idea. And she drains a bomb, from what I understand. And your just initial reaction is, oh, my. And, you know, let alone he's got the mic in his lap and the whole world can hear him. And I guess, you know, he got some text messages coming in. Just tell that story about, oh, my, Mr. Golf Channel, and how the Golf Channel made up for that on the air coverage or whatever.
Yeah, the beautiful signature hole, par 15. It's an island green, very short hole, 120-ish. We're not allowed to walk out there with our mics. I'm sitting across. I'm about 50 yards away from it. I'm just looking, watching Anna putt. She's having a lights out day. And sure enough, the ball disappears and the boom mic sitting across my lap. And I'm like, oh my, it's just a reaction. Didn't think anything of it, you know? And then next thing I know, yes, the phone's ringing. Hey, I heard you on the radio. I heard you on TV. Even, Grant Boone made a comment on, oh my, indeed, when he was on the Golf Channel.
That's what Sports I love,
Central,
right?
So it was cool.
Oh my, comes out of nowhere. Oh my, indeed, you know? Oh, man, I love that. That's so good.
But how beautiful was that course? The girls just played so well out there. I mean, very few. I mean, even Angela Stanford was right up there. She hasn't been up there. Christy McPherson, how about her play?
Yeah, well, let's what do we round out the top 10? We got Austin, obviously, Anna, Angela Stanford, great showing. What is she, the assistant Solheim Cup captain coming up? So Nelly Korda, always fun to watch, number 4 in the world, 3 wins. Jenny Shin rounding out the top 5, and Si-Yoon Kim, Imbi Park, Catherine Kirk, Linnea Strom, strong showing from the Swedish. She's a really great player in her second season, and I think we're going to see her a little bit more as she gets going up the leaderboard. Final round 66 from her to jump up the leaderboard. And Christy McPherson, T9, just a really strong showing from somebody that I carried Christy's bag for 1 week in the Dow last year, just to fill in. She came up with Kendall Dye in the team event, and just an awesome, awesome person, Christy McPherson. So super shout out to her. We love to see that. Probably a well welcomed paycheck. I know she's just coming off hip surgery. So that's the top 10 for you.
Yeah, good to see some veterans up there. I think the COVID break definitely helped them out. They're not grinding every week in and week out. This was our 5th tournament back, I believe it was, here, and our second, a 54 hole event. And I guess it's due to travel and everything like that. But that makes it's more of a sprint, not a marathon here, so you got to really jump right out there. And Anna led on Friday night. She had a share of the lead, and then Saturday she was all alone up there trying to go wire to wire. Feel bad about that she couldn't get it done.
That's sport, bro. That's why we play it out. I don't know. How about that leaderboard starting to look a little, looks like the Koreans are starting to travel a little bit. What do you think?
Well, this was Se-Yoon Kim's first event back, and she played very well as well. But, yeah, there's a few of them that kind of showed up. But still, some of the bigger ones, Chacharnagarns, neither one of them. Well, I think Moria made the cut. Aria did not. But it was still great, great golf out there. And I can't say enough about the Zoysia grass and the way the course was set up. Even the greens were impeccable. I mean, just the balls rolled. It was kind of little slow out there, I think, for the putting on the greens.
Very wet, man. Yeah. I mean, like, obviously you're holding
just real soft.
You're hitting hybrids or you're hitting 4 irons in there and they're just stopping. I mean, that's why you see 20 under, right? So, but it's just so much fun, this tournament and the community, and it's so good. What's your, you're out there, and, you know, I didn't even think about this. This is my first week back. You know, we're just playing golf out there, and we talked about this last night with the no scoreboards. Like, I kind of just totally tuned out and forgot all about it. Like, we're allowed to check our phones. Are you seeing many golfers out there check their phones? Like, we sure did not.
I was checking my phone pretty much every other page just to see where I was, just because I love watching the leaderboard. But none of the people out there, like I said, Jason and Nelly went over to Jerry Foltz one time and asked for the scoreboard of it. That was about it. Nobody knew where they were standing. I thought about mentioning it, but it's not my place to mention it out there. But I just totally love watching the scoreboard. How do you know where you are? They just played the course. They did not play against each other yesterday. It was playing the course.
You love watching the scoreboard, but you're not playing. I guess kind of coming from a player caddy perspective, like, and again, I totally just, we're not near the lead by any stretch. You know, we made the cut by a few, and, you know, we're just playing the golf course. And I actually kind of liked it, to be honest with you. There's no tuning out. There's no looking where you are. There's like, you're trying hard on every shot. I mean, sometimes the leaderboard can certainly give you a little bit of intrinsic motivation. Like, there's no doubt about that. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I know you can take out your phone and look at it any time, but it feels a little bit more in the moment, you know?
I did see on Friday, Aria was taking her phone out, kind of checking the leaderboard. She was on the cut line. She did not make the cut. So I did see it then, but not so much on Sunday. But yeah, I need to know. But I have played a few rounds of golf excuse me, without keeping score. And my, I play so much better. I really, truly do.
So how do you know what you've got?
Well, at the end of the
round, ball good, right?
I was playing well enough that I could keep score in my head that it really wasn't that bad. But, you know, I was kind of calling it. I wasn't physically myself keeping score. I didn't have a caddy, but I had somebody riding around in a cart that they were keeping the score. I'd yell out. But usually I'm the one on the scorekeeper. You know, I can keep the four different scores in my head while we're playing out there. But this was very interesting. Nobody was even interested in what they were shooting.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, that's for, I mean, I coached golf for a long, long time. When the results are all of a sudden there, you know, like if you're out there just batting it around, it's just kind of irrelevant. Just, you know, same with people like, I hit it so good on the range. It's like, well, there's no trees or water on the range. Of course you do. You know, there's nowhere to hit it. So, yeah, interesting perspective, man.
Where we go next?
Oh, man, we are about to drop this pod. And we are, how many miles we got, bro?
Probably about 1,300 miles ahead of us to drive, but we're going to hit a couple spots on the way, I hope. We're going to take our time leaving Arkansas, beautiful Rogers, Arkansas. The hurricane went north of us. We didn't barely got touched with a 45-minute rain delay on Saturday. Other than that, my phone read at one time, 100% chance of rain, nowhere. Today it did rain a little bit. Thought about playing nine this morning with you, Casey, but you made the call and say, forget that. Let's drop the pod and let's hit the road.
Let's drop the pod. And before we move on to the A&A chit-chatter, I just want to give a huge shout-out to the community here, Walmart. This tournament is so much fun. I think it's my favorite stop. My host Yvonne Springfield, and her daughter and son-in-law there, just fabulous people. The whole community really rallies around this event, and it's you got players showing up to the driving range and golf carts. Everybody's got a host family, and you know, it's just really good camaraderie, really good energy, and I really hope we can get fans back for here next year. And just a really, really giant shout-out to the whole community of Rogers in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, Sam Walton started this first little five-and-dime Walton Mart here in Rogers, Arkansas. The whole town is all about Walmart. The museum's around here, Crystal Bridges, sponsored by Walmart. Walmart's everywhere, golf, gas station Walmarts, but the fans... No fans except there where you're, like you said, a lot of host families out there driving their golf carts. Everybody seems to own a golf cart in this community, but the ladies love this tour. They leave you with a goodie bag from Walmart. Every year they give, even the patrons that walk through the gates get a goodie bag with all kinds of swag in there. This year just went out to the players and caddies, I believe, because there were no fans out here, but one of the better tournaments by far. And the weather held up, so leaving Arkansas is going to be sad, bittersweet, but man, glad for Superstroke to get it done with Austin Ernst. Congratulations, Austin.
Yeah, and I actually just want to talk about, might be just a little interesting now that I'm back in the bubble and what it's like to be in the bubble, you know, like it's kind of like house arrest. You know, you're hearing all about these sports bubbles. You got, you know, the NBA playing in Orlando. There's host cities going on for the NHL and all this sort of stuff, and kind of how it works for us is we get a COVID test sent, you know, like I just registered this morning. I've got it sent forwarded to an address. We've got to do one before we show up. Then we show up again Monday morning, pending the prior one was negative. And we do another one, and then we're wristbanded. We can walk the golf course and go around the practice range, but we can't go in any indoor facilities until our test has come back negative. And we have to come in and check in every morning. We have to get a temperature check to the head with the temperature gun. We have to do a little online questionnaire just to, you know, see if we've had any symptoms. And obviously there's masks and 6 feet things everywhere. And, you know, yeah, you're not allowed to congregate. You're not allowed to go out for dinner. So, you know, we've had a few casualties kind of early on with the marathon, but other than that, they've seemed to be able to keep the old COVID out pretty well. And hopefully that stays a trend, but it's a little bit house arresty living in the bubble, you know?
Yeah. Well, you had a nice house to be arrested in. I tell you what.
Yeah, it could be worse. So yeah, anyway, we're off 1300 miles to A&A, second major of the year. Was supposed to be played in March. Forecast is going to be 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, should be interesting.
Who's going to jump in Poppy's pond?
Well, I don't know. I think Kelly Tan might drag me in there. That's what
I'll
say.
Oh, would that be awesome? What? Big cannonball. I can see the Canadian jumping in.
I'm going to say that every week.
That's right.
Who's going to win? Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a really good question.
It's a major. They're bringing their A game. Lexi was not here. She's had some success out there. And A&A is like the Masters for our ladies. They really enjoy that tournament. The desert's going to be hot, though. I mean, it was warm out here. It got in the 90s, but it was very humid out here, so it seemed a lot hotter. The California desert's a little drier. Humidity's going to be down, but definitely going to be triple digits out there. Hopefully, I don't know. It's going to be... Arietta Tarnagarn, she lost it one time. She had a chance. I'm going to throw her name out there. She's not playing very well, but give her time. She's going to come by. She's going to, you know, strike it big in the major.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Lexi does with a couple-week break. You know, she hasn't, you know, she's kind of been hovering in there, but nothing really, really in contention. You know, DK, and we know she's off working with her coach Butch for the week beforehand. Obviously, two wins, you know, pretty tough to count out MB Park. Seeing Kim, Jenny Shin's had a great week. Court is going to be going for it. I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, it's going to be major golf. It's desert golf, which is going to be totally different from what we played here in Arkansas. And, yeah, man, looking really, really looking forward.
So you dropped the name Butch Harmon, coach for a lot of the great players. But Daniel Kang lives in Las Vegas. One of Butch's students that's talking to Ollie, Brett, Daniel's caddy. They're driving out to Las Vegas before the A&A to do some coaching lessons. What kind of figure do you think Butch would charge a pro golfer for a lesson? You have any idea?
You know, and I don't, like, it's not going to be like a normal 1 hour lesson. Like, they will have some sort of, I think, you know, fee, like, worked out, not necessarily down. Like, you don't just go in and, like, book your 1 hour time slot. You're probably spending, you know, several hours. So those guys are going to be, you know, I don't know, I'd say several thousand a day.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've heard you talk about coaching, you being the great coach you are, talk about, you know, you won't give somebody one or two lessons. You need to book a group of, you know, 5 to 10. But these girls, the ladies, they know what they're doing out there. You can get a 1 hour lesson and Butch can just tighten the strings up and anything. I did actually hear what the price was. It's $1,500 an hour for a pro to go to Butch, and for a normal hack like me, it's probably $5,000 an hour. But you're right, he won't give just a 1 hour lesson. But Danielle's had numerous lessons. She's probably on a contract with him where she can come and see him whenever she wants. He'll fly out in his private jet to wherever she's at, wherever the big boys need him.
And he probably gets a percentage of the win too, you know, or of prize money. I'm sure there's something in there, like, you know.
Yeah, he gets a signed flag for his wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'd be curious. We need to get a coach on here, I think, and have some of those discussions. It'd be some pretty interesting information to get the nuts and bolts of that, if they would, you know, delve that information. But, you know, it should be kind of common knowledge. You should be able to go on somebody's website and, you know, have some of that information. Maybe not Butch Harmon's, because I don't think he's just offering up lessons to any Joe Blow. You probably got to know somebody.
Yeah, I know. I would think so. Even with Bill Gates' money, he couldn't even get into Augusta. They wouldn't even let him be a member at Augusta. So he might be able to book a lesson, but he'd have to go six figures or something like that, because he's a Charles Barkley hack.
So money doesn't buy you Augusta membership, hey? Money doesn't buy you everything. I like to hear that. All right, keeping it exclusive.
But, yeah, man, we're looking forward to A&A, looking forward to the drive. We got a co-pilot here. We're going to try to knock out a good 500 miles today, but we're cruising. We're going to probably stop off at the beautiful Grand Canyon for a night or so in Arizona, but we're going to make our way out to the California desert, which you just got to love it out there. So Let's Talk Divots. We'll be out in the desert next week. Hope you guys can kind of find a way to look through a fence. You know, the bubble is pretty tight for the players, but as far as the fans go, there is not very much that security out there. A lot of people looking in from over the fence. A lot of people driving their carts right there. I'm trying to think, A&A doesn't really have, they have homes on the border, but they don't have like roads that go through like this one did.
Yeah, but I mean, like, everybody's far enough. Like, nobody's getting close to you. And, you know, people are pretty darn good with the masks all of a sudden, right? And they're not touching. And, you know, even after the rounds, we don't high five or hug anymore. And it's just kind of like, thanks for the game. But, you know, kind of interesting, because everybody has tested negative. I think it's, you know, because of that factor, there should be a little bit more leniency inside the bubble. But I guess, you know what, if you're not touching each other, then you're not getting nothing, and you're not spreading, right? So how about all that? Did you see all that Twitter stuff blowing up on Sophia Popoff and only getting
2 years as opposed to five? Yeah, I did see something like that. If you're an LPGA member and you win a major, you get an exemption for 5 years. But she was not a LPGA member at the time, Symetra Tour.
Yeah, and a lot of backlash, a lot of PGA Tour players piping in and like hammering. And I actually thought Mike Wan came out during the tournament. Like it might have been Friday.
Oh, he was
morning.
Heated too.
Yeah, he was. So you know that Twitter sphere, it can get rolling in not a really nice direction. And he came out. And I thought he handled it great, and just kind of the basis of it was Sophia. You know, should have got a 5-year exemption if she was an LPGA Tour member for winning a major, but she only got a 2-year exemption. And everybody's like up in arms, like this is crazy. And Mike Wan simply said, "Well, we've had lots of winners of a major that aren't a LPGA member that we've only given 2 years. I don't have any of the names off the top of my head, but
Shibuna last year in the British Open,
exactly. You know, and there may be Korean tour, Japan tour. So you know, there's other world tours out there, and he just like." Quite simply, like, we might revisit that rule, but we're certainly not just going to change it.
Well, he's not going to make a knee-jerk reaction right in the middle after a good Cinderella story win and everything like that, but he's going to look at it in the offseason. He said, I bet he comes back with either 2 or 3 or 4 years, maybe not the whole 5 years, but, you know, 2-year exemption is still a 2-year exemption, and everybody who has won the majors in the past have went on to pretty good careers, so hopefully Sophia can do the same.
And you know what? I heard a great argument from Brandel Chambly the other day, like, and he just made a great point, and he's like, in no other sport are you like, do you get these exemptions or like if you win, you know, the British, you're lifelong exempt. It's like, you know what? You should be current for what you've done now. You know, like if your tools aren't sharp and you're not performing, why should you continue to get a lifelong exemption on the tour or whatever? You know what I'm saying, right? So, and I kind of agree with him. It's like, okay, you're 60 years old. You're taking up a spot. Yeah, you won the British Open, whatever. But like, I don't know. Do you really need to be there?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. Gary Player played in like 45 Masters. You win the Masters, you're invited back every single year.
Sure.
And that is a different one. They got the Champions Dinner beforehand, which is a great thing. You get to wear your green jacket and cruise around.
That's different. I agree. It's nostalgia. It's like, you know, history. It's
you got to earn it to play. Earn to play. Get out there. Make some wins. You know, when you win a tournament, you get a year. Major, you can get 5 years if you're a member. If not, it'll probably go up. But it's just good to see, you know, that you do get some exemptions. And because it's a grind out here. These people who don't have status. Look at Maria Fassi. She's not even an ANA. She made, I think, five cuts last year at best. And this year, she's playing okay. She was up there this week. She probably top 20'd. But she's not in ANA. Sophie's not in the ANA.
But that's what I mean. Earn it. You know, if you win the MVP in the NFL – and then you shit the bed next year, well, it doesn't matter. You're on the bench, right? Like, they don't care. It doesn't matter what you did last year. It matters what you're doing now.
Well, I believe the final field is set for the ANA. I got an email this morning. I haven't opened it yet, but it's the final field is set. They saved 20 spots for this tournament to find out who is coming out at Arkansas. So we'll see what the field is, but it's not going to be a full, you know, maybe 115 players. I'll look a little bit later and we'll let you know next week, but we're looking forward to getting out to the desert. We're going to hit the road here. The weather has stopped here in Rogers, Arkansas, looking out, watching the flags blow, ground is wet, getting ready to put the two hands on the wheel, 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, pedal to the metal and cruising across the country. Let's talk Divots. But hey, come find Casey and I. We'll be out at the ANA. If you can look us up, maybe you don't know what we look like, but if you can come find us, I'll hook you up with a gift. I promise you that. Come find us. Let's Talk Divots podcast. We'll be in the desert.
Rock and roll. We are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. Please, if you enjoy this, we've been over in a spread to over 40 countries in the world, and our mission is to just continue to grow the game of golf, grow women's golf. We're out there. We're passionate about it, and just spread the word, spread the love, because that's how we're coming at you.
Yeah, and our fan base is growing. Quite a few people have talked to me outside the ropes and said, hey, I listen to your podcast. So we really enjoy that. We really appreciate you guys listening. Please share this with your friends and just Let's Talk Divots all the way down the coast.
Later, brother.
See ya.